USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House continues to deny it, but the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says Russia did interfere in the 2016 election, and it says so in a bipartisan report released on Tuesday, which agrees with the U.S. intelligence community, saying Moscow meddled in the election purposely to help the Trump campaign. After days of increasing calls by Democrats for immigration and customs enforcement to be eliminated, President Trump says at a speaking engagement last night,
"When it comes to ICE and Border Patrol and all of these incredible people that you've been reading about who are doing an unreal job, we want border security. We want security in our country. We respect ICE."
He was speaking in West Virginia, and this is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
Thailand's Prime Minister thanking the world for its help searching for the 12 boys and their soccer coach who've been trapped in a flooded cave for 11 days.
Thai Navy SEALs say all of them were found safe and alive by two British divers who joined the search. Rescuers now are closely watching the forecast, and unfortunately, it's calling for more heavy rain over the next few days. Getting them out is going to be tricky. The boys will need to learn to dive with scuba tanks to get back to the surface, or they may have to wait up to 4 months for the water to recede before they can get out of the huge cave. For the time being, they're safe with food, supplies, and a phone line so they can call their parents.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. At least 31 people are dead after a ferry boat sinks in Indonesia Tuesday. The captain got it onto a reef, allowing 130 passengers to be safely evacuated. The ship sprung a leak in stormy seas. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There are reports China is pressing the European Union to form an anti-U.S. trade alliance. But Reuters is reporting so far the Europeans aren't interested. China reportedly suggesting launching a joint action against President Trump's trade tariffs at the World Trade Organization. China is also offering to open up more of its markets to EU companies. A number of EU officials and diplomats telling Reuters the EU has rejected creating such an alliance. Chinese and EU officials are scheduled to meet, though, for a trade summit in Beijing on the 16th and 17th of July. President Trump continues to talk with possible nominees to succeed retiring U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. The president speaking with three more candidates yesterday, though the White House won't say who they were. On Monday, Trump met with four possible nominees. Justice Anthony Kennedy will officially step down at the end of this month. And dry brush and grass are making things difficult for fire crews still battling the county fire in Northern California. It exploded to at least 72,000 acres yesterday, and it's only 15% contained. Mandatory evacuations now in effect for some folks in that area. Meantime, they are getting a handle on the Pawnee fire in nearby Lake County. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.